Hello, everyone, and welcome to Minute 115 of Season 7 of Movie Around Minute, the daily podcast, where we yippee-ki-yay our way through the 1995 Bruce Willis action film Die Hard with a Vengeance, one minute at a time. I'm Rob, and joining me to finish off this week is J-Bam, also known as John, from the Dirty Harry Minute. Welcome back to the show, John.
Thank you for having me for this cheering goons minute.
Yeah, that's pretty much all we're going to have today.
Yeah.
It's a very strange idea. Yes. Bring that champagne in there. Yeah, I got to say, I do agree that it is a little strange the way that this minute plays out. But hey, we get a pretty good speech. So I guess that... That sort of helps out a little bit with that.
Yeah.
So we can't complain completely about what we get here. We get a rousing speech along the way. So minute 115 begins with lots of men cheering very loudly and roughly. I don't know if that's the right word for it, but whatever.
Heartily. Cheering heartily.
Heartily, there's a good, that's right, to cheer heartily.
Yes.
And ends with one of the soldiers showing the guts he has to try and defy Simon.
Yes.
So, yeah. I mean, I'm going to do this minute a little differently than I've done all of the almost 900 minutes that we've done up until now, because there isn't really much to discuss here besides this speech. I'm not going to go into the details of everything that's going on, but basically, you know, we have people popping champagne, all of these guys screaming and yelling, giving to one another. Someone gives a bottle of champagne to Simon, who's smiling and laughing. And I mean, I guess they have the funds in order to pay for all the champagne. These guys are really celebrating. It's strange though that they're completely celebrating, and it's a completely filled testosterone room or area. So
yeah, it's a sausage fest.
You probably.
Well, in this minute, anyway.
Yeah.
It's a bit, I mean, champagne looks very sexy and everything to celebrate an event or an achievement, an accomplishment. But as we know, it's not something you can really chug down fast, even for people who do love it. It's sort of a bit, I don't know, maybe, are we supposed to think it's a bit Eurotrash or a bit gauche, a bit new money? Well, quite literally new money. Like, it's obviously not a refined drink. It's pretty uncouth to just chuck it down.
Well, come on, these guys are soldiers. So, you know, they I don't know how they're going to get back on duty that way, but, still. If that works.
Beer, please. I want a soldier to chug some beer or some cheap red wine, maybe, but champagne, I don't know.
Yeah, but these are very rich soldiers.
Yeah. I don't know. Why don't they eat Fabergé eggs or something? I don't know. Just champagne. I'm not a
Well, it's probably myself. It's probably anyway, difficult to get Fabergé eggs north of the border. back to our James Bond references. You have to go to West Germany for that. Yeah. So.
Yes.
So.
And James Bond, Goldfinger, of course. Gold bars, Goldfinger. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm sure you've talked about that in previous minutes.
It's been brought up. Yes. 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 I mean, again, right now my reference was to Octopussy, but still, you know, the Fabergé eggs.
That's why I mentioned on the boat. I thought one of the sound stings sounded like something from Goldfinger, like, or maybe even from Russia with Love. Sort of, I don't know if that was on purpose or not, because we're dealing with like a big type Bond heist villain scenario.
But, right, it's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
Rob,
okay. Makes
Rob,
sense.
Tell me.
Yes.
Rob, tell me this. Tell me. You've been devoting hours upon hours to review this movie. What is the general consensus on Jeremy Irons' performance? and also in particular his German accent. Have you had any Germans on? Do they find it convincing?
I did not have any Germans on. We have generic? Talked. Yeah. We have talked about the fact that that his dialect keeps changing over and over, sometimes for the better, sometimes for not. So, you know, in I mean, you can even talk about well right now. He gives a little bit of a speech. So let's talk about his speech, and then we can talk about that a little bit. He goes, yesterday we were an army with no country. Tomorrow we have to decide which country we want to buy. And everyone cheers. And he goes, and remember, this is all due to the gullibility of the New York Police Department. So my impression of his accent here, he sounds like he's trying to imitate Dracula. It sounds more like a Romanian type accent with the way that he does this. His rendition here.
Which country we want to buy? Which country?
Exactly, like the Count from Sesame Street. You know, the Count is my favorite character from Sesame Street. I'm not a vampire fan, but I just love the Count. 1, 2, 3, 4. So yeah, it sounds to me a little bit here. His accent is very inconsistent here. You know, the fact that both he and Alan Rickman, who are supposedly brothers, you know, in this timeline, okay, they're both from England, so that sort of makes sense that they would have British accents. You know, like most villains, most Eastern European villains do. Yeah. In most movies, and you know, but again, his accent changes through the course of the movie. There are parts where he sounds very American. There are parts where he sounds British. There are parts where he sounds German. And again, here he sounds Dracula-like. That would be my impression of that.
Yeah. Sometimes too, he sounds just a bit generic, Eastern European or Slavic, you know, Russian or something. It's I don't know. Are you a Jeremy Irons fan? I haven't seen a lot of his work, really. I'm not
I
know his reputation.
You know.
Oh, okay. Does he turn in solid performances? Is he typecast generally being a bad guy? I don't know.
Okay,
I saw Danny the Champion of the World. Do you remember that movie? Years ago when I was a kid.
Which movie?
Roald Dahl movie. But I haven't really... Danny Champion of the World.
Nope, I never
seen
that.
It's like a mid-90s Roald Dahl movie, yeah. And I saw the Lolita remake once. He did in the 2000s.
Yeah, I saw that one.
But I haven't seen any of his famous stuff. Yeah, I don't really know much about him. I just know he's got a good reputation. I know him best from the joke in The Simpsons about Jeremy Irons. I know him best. with Lisa trying to come up with a name and whatever it is, an anagram of Jeremy Irons.
Right. I mean, for me, I've seen him in a lot of his movies. You know, I can't say all of them.
Cool.
I did like him in what was it, that movie? He was great in The Lion King.
Of course.
And
of course, the voice. Yeah.
That's right. He was the voice of Scar.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously, when you want to talk about Jeremy Irons, you have to talk about Reversal of Fortune, you know, his Oscar-winning performance, which he was great in. I think that was probably the first movie where people really noticed him, you know, even though he was in other movies beforehand. He was in The Mission with Robert De Niro. I saw him in a movie called Moonlighting, where he plays a Polish guy. He was in The French Lieutenant's Women, which I didn't like. But again, I think that he has been a very solid actor over the years with the type of performances that he's given. He was great in The Man in the Iron Mask as Aramis.
What? Oh, that with Leo DiCaprio and Gerard Depardieu.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And Gabriel Byrne and John Malkovich. Yeah, and Gerard Depardieu.
Okay.
Yeah. So, he was nice as an aging musketeer there. Yeah, I like that. So yes, I think he's had some very good performances. To me, this is one of his performances that always stands out to me. You know, I just think he's great here in this movie. So yeah, that's my impression of Jeremy Irons. So
yeah, I do remember his American accent when he's trying to, you know, persuade them to take him down into the vault being really broad. But yeah, mm-hmm. I think he's pretty good in this movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I think that his accents are a little bit too over the top in this movie with the way that he does things. You know. But it's still fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's you know, that's my impression of him with that. But
you mentioned the stutter before, the stutter.
Yes.
How he sort of stutters. Mm-hmm. And he sort of cocks his head as well each time he does it to the right. Which I don't really associate with stuttering. My dad used to have a stutter when early in my life, and he just sort of doesn't have it anymore. But it seems a bit over the top. You know how he sort of cocks his head each time he does it? I don't think stutterers do that commonly, but I'm not 100% sure if maybe he was thinking of a Tourette's type response. But I don't know. I suppose it works for his. When do we hear the stutter in the movie? How many times has he done it? Just on the phone at the start?
Just on the phone. He doesn't do it very often.
Yeah.
When John is making fun of him, you know, for having the stutter. Mm. That's it. You know. Yeah, it's
again, wonder if they'd have that in a movie.
I don't understand. Exactly. Yeah. I see exactly what you're asking there. I don't think they would do it nowadays. I'm trying to figure out why they even needed it. Like, how does it add to the story? That's my question. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it could have done without. Perhaps continuity, they filmed this first and they couldn't really cut it out. And they decided later on it was a bad decision. Or really cartoonish sense, maybe it would have. I don't think they should have made that. I don't think they should have had him as a stutterer. Like I said, because of our common understanding about how it shouldn't be linked up with, you know, psychopathy and violence and crime.
Right, but I'm even looking at it from that perspective. Although, that's why they're doing it. I'm just doing it because I'm just saying, because it doesn't add anything. It's not something that you need to have in the character.
Yeah.
You know, and that's right. And again, as great of an actor as Jeremy Irons is, I don't think he pulls off the stutter well enough here.
It seems as if it's too much of a
you know, something that's tacked on for him.
Yes, agreed.
So yeah, I don't know. I'm a little because they didn't use it effectively. It's just there. You know, it's not something that was part of the plot that would have made things a little bit better or something like that. Then I could sort of understand it. But just to add that, they basically, it seems as if they added in for the sake of adding it in. Which,
yeah, I think so.
Doesn't work. You know, so. I don't know. But the speech he gives here, I think, is a great speech. I like it. You know, and we can see how much his men love him by the way that you know, he seems like a fair boss to all of his minions, I guess you can say, with the way that he, you know, gives this speech and is, you know, cheered on by everybody. You know, everyone is ecstatic about the fact that he's there to lead them, you know, to becoming, you know, their own little country. You know, they sort of they trust him. You know, that's what it comes down to.
Mm.
And there's even a point where they open up like one of the trucks and like a bunch of gold bars fall out. You know, just to let us know that, just in case you were doubting the fact that they got away with the gold, here's just proof that they actually did.
Yeah, you need to show that. There's not going to be a double cross on a double cross. Although, right, they could be chocolate bars with gold plating. We don't know. But They did make a clank when they fell out.
Yeah. That's true.
And it's 1995, right? So it's still 4 years after the Cold War. So we can still, it's still a concern, you know, there's a lot of people from soldiers and mercenaries from higher, from previously newly liberated countries that can prove a bit of problem for hotspots around the world and terrorism too. So yeah, that can still, it's still a threat, obviously, to have these men with military skills for hire around the world.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That is a very good point.
I don't know. It's such a long running time, this movie. But would you like there to have been a bit more intrigue about who's controlling who? And obviously we saw he killed the guy earlier on who cottoned on the ruse about, yeah. But maybe they could have developed that more, or would that take it away from the action? Like like the guy who interrupts him soon, maybe he was... Have we seen him before?
No.
The guy that interrupts his speech?
No, I don't think we have. But again, it's something that I wanted to point out. I mean, we mentioned it, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, where Simon says, I'm not a monster. I sometimes work for them, though. You know, and it gives us the impression that maybe Simon is working for somebody else here. You know, that he has been hired by somebody. And I think that would have been nice to have them explore it. You know, maybe in a James Bond type of perspective that, you know, there's Spectre out there or something like that, you know, that's trying to, slowly take over the world with these type of things. You know, because, I mean, last week, Simon mentions the fact, you know, that there are some predominant people in the Middle East who hope, you know, that the price of gold will go up by this all being destroyed and things like that.
Mm.
You know, so they leave little breadcrumbs that it's possible that there's someone else beyond this, which could have been a great idea for them to move along to Die Hard 4 with that type of thing. But they didn't do that, obviously.
So, they went another path.
Yes.
Yeah.
They went another direction.
It was 95, you know, the multiverse type. It wasn't a thing yet.
No.
But yeah, you're right.
Correct. Okay. And then, you know, you have this soldier that speaks up and says, you know, he raises his bottle of champagne and says, "To fallen comrades." And everyone is silent.
Yes.
And Simon gives him this
aufgefallen.
That's right. Simon gives him this scary look. The guy still seems defiant, but sure of himself that he's still, you know, doing the right thing. And people are going to have to wait till Monday to find out how Simon reacts to this type of thing.
Yeah, that death stare. Don't interrupt my vibe. How dare you interrupt my speech?
That's
what's going to happen to him. Who knows?
We shall have to wait and see. All right. Did you have anything else you want to say about this cheerful minute?
Well, I don't think we saw any crowbars.
No.
I had a good look. Yeah, nothing really. I just wanted to thank you for giving me a good variety of minutes. We had the hold of the ship, and then the water, and then the jetty area, wherever it was on Long Island. Phone booth and then a warehouse. So thanks for all the change of scenery you've granted.
Okay, well, you can't thank me for the change of scenery. That goes to John McTiernan.
Oh, yes. You allocated these to me, so thank you. That's good.
No problem. I'm glad that you enjoyed them. Okay, so once again, we have nothing to talk about with the script, but every Friday we have a segment, which is a game, which is called Name That Movie. So one of the things that's known about this movie is that it originally was named Simon Says. You know, that's that's the original title of the script. So the premise is that there are hundreds of movies out there that had different names before they were released. So what I did was I made a list of a whole bunch of movies, and you know, the names of the movies before they were officially released. So the game is like this. I'm going to give you the name of an original title of a movie, and I'm going to tell you what year it is, and you have to try and guess what movie that movie is.
Ah, sounds fun. This is fun.
Okay.
Good.
You have lifelines. You can ask for the director. You can ask for other actors, some of the actors in the movie, you know, things like that.
I want to
once again emphasize that the point here is to have fun. So I haven't chosen things that are completely, you know, obscure. Hopefully you'll guess them. You know, we'll see how you do. All right. So the first one is a movie from 1995, which was originally known as Spurs and Rockets.
Is it The Rocketeer?
No, it was 1995. The Rocketeer was 1991.
That early? Wow. So do I get to do a lifeline or ba-bow?
Whatever you want. You can guess as much as many and many times as you want. You know, ask
okay,
for
director.
Director's going to give it away too easily.
What else can I ask? A lead actor? What's the other option?
Well, I'm not going to give you the lead actor. I'll give you one of the actors. Don Rickles.
Okay. Dirty Work?
I have no idea. What is Dirty Work? What's Dirty Work?
Oh, it's the what's that comedian? Dirty Work. What's his name? The comedian who died recently with the curly hair? The Canadian guy? Norm? What's his name? Norm?
Norm MacDonald?
Yes, his movie. With Chevy Chase and I'm not going to get this.
I'm not even familiar with it. You're definitely going to get this. There's no question about that.
Spurs and Rockets, 95.
Yes.
What came out in 95? Outbreak? I'm struggling to remember. No, I'm not going to get it.
Okay.
Next questions. What was it?
I will give you another one of the. I will give you one of the actors. Tim Allen.
Spurs and Rockets. What has Tim Allen been in? Is it Toy Story?
Yes, it is.
Ah. Yeah. Thank you. That was I should have
right. If I would have said if I would have said John Lasseter, yeah. You probably would have gotten it right away. Probably.
Of course, Spurs, yeah. Woody, love Buzz Light. Yeah, yeah. No, good. Very good.
Okay. All right. Next one.
I had my blinkers on. Wasn't thinking.
No, okay. No problem.
Yes.
The next one from 1987, Affairs of the Heart.
1987. Fatal Attraction?
Yes, very good.
Ah, nice.
Okay, moving along. We have 2017, Coldest City.
Oh, geez. Actor?
James McAvoy.
2017. Director? Can I get director?
Director David Leitch. Leitch. Leitch.
Ah, modern movies are my kryptonite. Oh, McAvoy. McAvoy's the guy from The Last King of Scotland, yeah?
Yes.
All those years ago?
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck. Sorry, I swore.
That's okay.
What else can I have?
I give you more actors. Eddie Marson.
2017.
John Goodman. Toby Jones. Sophia Boutella, Charlize Theron. She's the lead actress.
2017. Atomic Blonde?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
No.
You're right.
Tell me.
You got it. Atomic Blonde.
Oh, really?
Yes.
John Goodman's in that?
Yes.
Oh.
All right.
I remember loving that movie, but I don't remember. I remember the fight in the stairwell. Very good, isn't it?
Yes.
Very good mood.
Mm-hmm.
That. Yeah.
Okay. The next one from 1974, Head Cheese.
Head cheese.
Yes.
Oh. Is it the kind of, will I kick myself? Like cheese? Is it related?
No, it's not related.
To dairy? Or?
No, it's not related to dairy. But it is a classic movie.
Is it Is it, what do you call it? Young Frankenstein?
No. You got the year right, but no.
Yeah. Okay, give me something. Director, actor?
Director, Toby Hooper. Or Tobe Hooper.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Is it his famous one?
Yes.
Texas Chainsaw?
Yes. Very good.
Head cheese. Wow.
Yeah. I have absolutely no idea why it was called head cheese.
That is strange.
Yeah. No idea. I
Maybe
looked it
the
up and it said
face
that
was
was the
going to have
title that
more
they were going
cheese
to go
crusted
with.
on.
I don't know why. Okay, and the final one from
Okay.
1992, The Cut Whore Killings.
Oh, Unforgiven.
Yes, I had to give you that one. Come on.
That's right.
Right, excellent.
Oh, that's made me want to watch that movie again.
Okay.
Yeah, how good is that movie?
That's a great movie.
Yeah, that was a good game. Thank
Definitely
you,
a great game.
Robbie.
Okay. Thank you very much for playing and for doing such a nice job with it. You see, you got all of them. So there you go.
Except for one of them, yeah?
No, you got all of them.
Yeah.
With
I did, didn't I? Yeah.
you got all of them,
Not first
even
go.
with the you're willing to give up
Yeah.
sooner than you should have, but yeah, you got them all. All right. Excellent. So, John, why
Good
don't
game.
you, for one final time this week, tell people where they can find you?
Okay, two ways. DirtyHarryMinute.com. We reviewed Dirty Harry, the Eastwood film from 1971. Also do another podcast called Fauves Are the Best People. Fauves, like the artists in the 19th century. Fauves, Fauves. Fauves Are the Best People. We review every song from my favorite Australian indie band, The Fauves. Every song. So sounds familiar, like Dirty Harry Minute, but every song from my favorite Australian band, The Fauves. So fauvesarethebestpeople.com. Those are the two ways.
All right, excellent. And because John and I are part of this group of people who do movies by minutes, just to let everyone know, there is a website called Movies by Minutes. There is a Facebook group, so there are a lot of crazy people out there like us who like to review movies by minute. And the ideas, if you go to the website and you check to see what movies are there, you can check out some of your favorite movies and listen to crazy people like John and myself who will dissect movies minute by minute. And if you go there and you happen to notice that your favorite movie isn't there, then it's very simple. Just go there and decide that you want to start your own podcast and discuss your favorite movie by in minute detail over a minute. And because of the Facebook group, there are a lot of us out there that are willing to be helpful, and we want to help new people get things done. And you can always ask questions, and many of us are willing to be guests on your show and help you to create your own.
Yeah, no, it's great. I just want to interrupt. We spoke before about the Norm movie,
Yes,
Norm
Norm
Don
Macdonald, yes.
McDonald, Dirty Work, Dirty Work. There's a Dirty Work Minute podcast. So there you go. Every many movies are covered.
Wow. Okay. And
So
so,
check that out.
right.
Yeah, it's one of the first ones.
Yeah. So right now there are 248 movies listed on the Movies by Minute website. So there are thousands of movies out there. So if your favorite movie is not on there, just go and start your own podcast. And some of us will hopefully help you out if you need it and join your endeavor to talk about your favorite movie minute by minute. Finding me is very simple. Just do a quick search for Movie Around Minute. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on my website, movieroundminute.com. And if you feel like sending me an email, you can send it to movierobminute@movierob.net. So, John, thank you very much for joining me this week. I had a fun time. I hope you did too.
Very much. Thank you so much for having me. I love what you do and I enjoy listening. I haven't caught up for a while, so I'm going to do that at the end of this episode. But yeah, thanks for having me, Rob. A pleasure as always. And you
Excellent.
cover great movies and have great people. Thank you.
I'm glad you enjoy it. Thank you. All right. So I will
Yeah,
be back.
that'll do.
I will be back on Monday with a new guest. But until then, yippee-ki-yay.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Morning to march on again, hoorah, hoorah. We'll give him a hearty welcome then, hoorah, hoorah. The men will cheer, the boys will shout, the ladies they will all turn out, and we'll all feel glad when Johnny he comes marching home.